Teresa?
Yes.
Jack, if you do the roll call, if you need her, is
She
this.
says her microphone's not working. Next door. I can get my tour.
Is it when let me access anything?
Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me, Isa?
Yes, we can.
Okay, sorry about that.
Daphne? Okay.
She got it.
Daphne, do you have it?
One second.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Senator Anderson?
Absence excused.
Senator Barris? Senator Barris?
Present.
Senator Benavente?
Absence excused.
Senator Kane?
Present on
Present via
Zoom.
Zoom.
Senator Castro?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Espinosa?
Absence excused.
Speaker Pro Tempore Evans?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Horst?
Present.
Senator Horvath?
Present on Zoom.
Speaker Issa?
Present.
Senator Johnson?
Present.
Senator Lawson?
Present.
Senator Neubel?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Potter?
Present.
Senator Price?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Rivers?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Schorschel?
Present on Zoom.
Parliamentarian Strobala?
Present.
Senator Strunk?
Tardy excused.
Senator Wheeler?
Sorry, what? Oh, present.
Senator Williams?
Present.
Senator Wilson?
Tardy excused.
Senator Zuniga?
On Zoom. Happens unexcused.
A quorum is present. Sorry for the delay.
All right, thank you very much. Moving down to agenda item 5, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items A through 5A through B through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second? Second. Second by Senator Jamona Wilbur. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those minutes have been approved. Moving down to agenda item 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving down. Oh, sorry, Luis.
Lisa Eli, that's the secret record. Officers, please sign your NRS waiver and vote. Come see me if today or before the end of the meeting. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. Moving down to agenda item 7, receipt of petitions and correspondence to the Senate. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 7A through U through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barris, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Parliamentarian Shrivala, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those receipts have been approved. Moving down to agenda item 14, consent agenda. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items 14A through O through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barris, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Price, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those nominees have been confirmed. You just come up here and give the oath to everyone all at once. Here, I'll turn off the camera for you. Yes.
Oh, I don't want to go.
Please raise your dominant hand. I, state your name.
I, Sarah Smith.
I, Ava
Do
Smith.
solemnly swear or affirm
Do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students,
that I will support the Constitution of
that
the Associated
I will take this
Students,
obligation freely,
that I will take this obligation
without
freely,
any mental reservation or purpose of evasion,
without any mental preservation,
and that I will well and faithfully discharge
and I will well and faithfully
the
discharge
duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
the duties of the
Office
office
of which I'm
for which
about
I'm
to
about to
enter.
enter.
Let's press on to, okay. Moving down to agenda item 11, motions to fast track appointments. I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda items 11A through E through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Jamona Wilbur. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those nominees have been fast tracked. Moving down to agenda item 12, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officers, beginning with the Assistant Director of Sustainability.
And I'd like to say a few words about Eden. So, fellow senators, I am very excited to present Professor as the next Assistant Director of Sustainability. Eden was an amazing intern in the Department of Sustainability last session, where she fostered new ideas for our group, helped execute impactful events. But I believe she brings the best qualification for this role is her passion for the environment and sustainability. If you've ever had a conversation with Eden, you'll quickly understand this passion, and it is this passion and strong work ethic that makes her a big fit for the assistant director of sustainability.
I think you may have to. It's a, yeah, okay. Oh, so. Right, you have 5 minutes to present, followed by 3 minutes of questioning and 3 minutes of debate. We'll begin whenever you wish.
Great. Thank you, Kendra. Okay, hi, my name is Eden Jesser. Brief table of contents about how my slides are organized, just to keep things organized. So I don't know most of you, so I thought I'd give a brief personal introduction. I'm a junior environmental science major. I also minor in economics and music, specifically voice. I have a wide range of hobbies from like singing, gardening, skiing, weight training, whatever. Yeah, just a little bit about me. And then this is some qualifications as to why I think I would be a good assistant director for sustainability. One, my experience within ASUN. I was an exec intern last semester and last year. We did a Rave Responsibly event that I helped do a lot of coordination for, and I think it was pretty popular with the students, and I made sure to include some sustainability stuff in there. I was also a sustainability intern. I worked really closely with Kendra and Sephora, and I was exec intern of the year last year. And then some experience beyond ASUN. I started a club in high school, the LVA Sustainability Club. As the club's founder and president, I did a lot of the like organization of how roles would be assigned. And we did a lot of events that are really similar to what sustainability does in ASUN. So we did farmers markets, we had a social media thing that I did a lot of the work for. And then we also did student engagement events, so events for holidays, Mother's Day, that kind of thing. I also work at the Idyllwild Farmers Market. I work for the county for I do a composting pilot project, which means I have a lot of experience in public engagement. And also I think it would be a really helpful thing for vendor expansion. One of our vendors, Sasquatchnaggers, also works at the farmers market, and I've already started talking to other vendors about working with us in the future. And then also, I'm just really passionate about the environment. I study environmental science. I try to live my life through a lens of eco-consciousness, and I'm really passionate about public engagement and awareness. Some of my goals are to go to law school for environmental law and policy, which I think like is very like makes working in sustainability with ASUN kind of on that track, and I really just want to like share knowledge about the environment however I can. And then these are some of my plans for working in ASUN. I want to continue the past work with people who have worked really hard, so Sephora and Kendra, continue the farmers markets, continue the cleanups. I want to increase our presence, so work more on our social media, and then also work more with clubs and businesses in the area. I'm really passionate about waste reduction, so I'd want to like implement something waste reduction wise, so compost, aluminum, e-waste, plastic bags, that sort of thing. And then student engagement, I think it'd be really cool to do holiday themed events just to get more students involved. And then I was also kind of brainstorming a Greek Life partnership where we collect aluminum in exchange for donating the money we collect to their philanthropies. That's it.
Do you have any questions for the nominee at this time? Great, thank you. or leave the room if you'd like. We'll now be moving on to a general debate. It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body concludes deliberations. It may approve the nomination, reject the nomination, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Seeing none, we'll be moving on to a vote. All those in favor, actually, hold on a second. I need to check the Zoom. Right. Seeing none, we'll be now moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oi. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
I, Ian Jesser, do solemnly swear or affirm, do solemnly swear or affirm, that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students, that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students, that I take this obligation freely, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office in which I am about, the duties of the office in which I am about.
Moving down to agenda item 12B, Assistant Director of Campus and Wellness. Just give me one moment as I get that presentation set up. Can everyone on the Zoom see my screen? All right, thank you. And Chris, I'll be just let me know when to change slides, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You have 5 minutes to present, followed by 3 minutes of questioning and 3 minutes of debate. You may begin whenever you wish.
Awesome. Alrighty, hey guys. I can't see you guys' faces in person, but everyone looks like I'm gonna assume everyone's smiling and really happy to be here right now. So I'm gonna keep it like that. This is my spiel for Assistant Director of Campus Wellness. So if we can hit the next slide, Jason. All righty, so a little about me. I'm a senior neuroscience major on the pre-med track. Outside of my academics, I'm the philanthropy chairman of Pi Kappa Phi, one of the fraternities here at the university. I'm an active member of many on-campus groups and organizations, anywhere from New Student Initiatives to the Honors College to Nevada Fit to the Student Health Center. I have a stake in all those organizations here. So you can say I really do love the university. I love working for all of our on-campus groups. Outside of that, I love coffee, avid coffee drinker. I've been to every shop you can name in the city. So if you need any recommendations, let me know after this. I've been an officer in ACM for the last 2 years. I started off as an event programmer, worked on a lot of events there. I won Event of the Year during that term. And then I hopped over to clubs and orgs, did sports and rec commissioning there for a year, super awesome. And now I'm hopefully going to be with Campus Wellness. And overall, I'm just super excited for the next session and all that we can accomplish. Next slide, please. Alrighty, so just some overall goals I have for the 94 session within the Campus Wellness Department. Biggest one is increased student engagement and wellness events. I really want to be able to have like targeted social media marketing campaigns, and especially get involved our student influencers here at the university. We have some, big and up and coming influencers, so I'd love to be able to get them involved in our events and stuff. I want to lead workshops, peer-led discussions, and student organization collaborations. Apart from that, I really am excited to plan brand new events. The one that I'm super, super, super excited to be able to do on campus this year is called Spill Your Guts. It'll be happening during Halloween time, so we'll have like, fun pumpkins and stuff. But we'd also be able to teach students on healthy food and drink alternatives for their gut health, and be able to understand how to access all other wellness resources. Because as a college student, it's kind of hard to make those decisions on your own. So I'd love to be able to go through the department and really help advocate and help students out in that department. And then lastly, just strengthen collaboration with campus partners. This is just to foster stronger partnerships. The plan involves regular stakeholder meetings with the associates and as a whole, with all the departments, with Senate, all those fun groups, the Student Health Center, the counseling services, and all other departments that align on our shared goals and develop integrated wellness programs with all of our campus partners to be able to really maximize the opportunities that we have on this campus and to really have students understand what our campus wellness department is, what we can do for them, and how they can get involved. Next slide. That's pretty much it, short and sweet. Thank you guys for your time.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? Any on Zoom?
I
Right,
have
thank you.
one. Oh, okay.
We'll now be moving on to a general debate. It has been customary for the body to consider the character of Professor. Oh. Senator Churchill. All right, Senator Churchill.
No, you're good. Senator Fish, for the record, I just had a question about the two previous departments you worked with. How do you plan on partnering with them specifically to help with campus wellness?
So I mean, event programming, we love to plan events. It's like our whole thing. So being able to have have them collaborate with us, especially with Spill Your Guts and all of the events that the director has already in store, that'd be great. Clubs and orgs, I mean, you know, clubs and orgs are the backbone of the university, as you and I both know. So being able to get club leaders involved in events, I mean, we just started a new wellness club here on campus, so obviously getting them involved and all other club leaders that want to be you know, want to promote themselves and promote their clubs on this campus, that's, you know, that's the best part of campus wellness. We make everyone happy. So being able to, you know, take those past experiences and put them all together is exactly what we as a department are planning to do this year.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions at this time? Any on Zoom? Right, thank you. We'll now be moving on to a general debate. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. When the body has concluded its deliberations, it may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Barris? Is there a second? Second by Senator Radke. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye. All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
Please raise your dominant hand. I state your name.
I, Christopher Dropach,
Do solemnly swear or affirm
do solemnly swear or
that I will
affirm
support the Constitution of the Associated Students,
that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students,
that I take this obligation freely,
that I take this obligation freely,
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion,
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion,
and that I will well and faithfully discharge
that I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Moving down to agenda item 11C, Assistant Director of Club Renewal and Interns. Give me a moment as I get that presentation ready. All right. That's not what I want. There we go. There we go. Right, you'll have 5 minutes to present, followed by 3 minutes of questioning and 3 minutes of debate.
Okay. Hi guys. My name is Alyssa Faunus. This is my presentation to be AD of Renewal and Interns for Clubs and Orgs. So a little bit about me. I am now a rising junior from Vegas. I'm a double major in political science and environmental science. I want to work in either environmental policy or meteorology. I was for the last session the campus life commissioner with clubs and organizations, and then involved on campus. I'm a DJ with Wolfpack Radio. Shout out to my show Dinner Time.
And I'm also the treasurer for the Pactivus, a club that I co-created with my friend that works in tandem with Nevada Cares. And I just love music. I have oranges tattooed on me because I love them that much, and I dare you to challenge me to Just Dance. So from my experience, I was both an intern and a club commissioner with clubs and organizations. So this will be my third year going into it. I did a lot with communicating with clubs regarding funding. Over the summer, I worked on some renewal stuff and registration. We go to funding hearings every week. And then I also supported an intern. And since AD of renewal and interns is all about mentoring, I wanted to put on my experience as a trainer and a team lead at Panera. It sounds silly, but I learned a lot of like mentoring different people and like working in a lot of fast-paced environments and stuff like that. It really makes you learn to be reliable and adaptable, and you really just have to learn to work in like stressful environments. And I feel like trying to make a whole kind of plan for interns, you gotta do that quick. So I feel like I learned that. So through the summer, I would want to help train commissioners and begin club renewal, which is especially important now that we're switching to lounge in July. I want to really get into that, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Finish the syllabus for interns and commissioners. Semester one, I want to really do ASU and departments, just the whole association as a whole, and then learn everything clubs and organizations, so funding, relationships, growth within the department. Second semester, I want to do more professional development, so like getting their resumes ready, working on LinkedIn, like how to do an interview, stuff like that. Goal setting, and then wrap up the internship. This is like a more in-depth timeline, but September and August, hire the interns, let them get to know each other. October, we always do a table at Hellfest and also do iLead. November, really dive deep into the CSE and ASUN. And then December, reflect, think about preparing for future positions. Second semester, more professional development. March would be planning ISERV, learning about starting a club, mock funding requests and doing a mock funding hearing. April is doing ISERV, our other second big events other than Club Fair and iLead. And then more reflection, and then celebrating the end of the internship. For renewal, I really want to navigate lounge to make it accessible and easy for our club leaders. I also want to create a giant like mega spreadsheet that lets both clubs and orgs leadership and commissioners have all the contacts, information, everything about every club on campus. So it makes it easier to actually reach out and talk to the clubs in your coalition instead of having to search around and just sort of just end up not talking to them. And then kind of delegate some renewal tasks to commissioners so that they can look in the future if they're interested in the position or not. And yes.
Do you have any questions for the nominee at this time? Any on Zoom? No? All right, thank you. All right, we should now move on to a general debate. It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters principal under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed, and the body concludes deliberations and may approve the nominee or take the nominee or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Bears? Is there a second? Second by Senator Potter. Is there any dissent?
Dissent.
Seeing no dissent, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee. Churchill dissented. Please say your reason for dissent.
This is my mentor that I had in clubs and orgs, and I'd like to speak on her first.
All right, thank you. Senator Churchill, you're not recognized.
Sorry, I just wanted to speak on her quickly. She was a great mentor, and I absolutely do believe that we should vote her in tonight. And I was very grateful for the two mentors I had, and I think she's going to do a great job in this position. Because it's really hard to manage both sides with the club renewal and being in charge of the interns. And I think she's going to do great. Thank you.
Do you have any other points of debate or discussion at this time? Any on Zoom? Any in person? Seeing none, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy? Hearing the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
Yes.
I promise to solemnly swear and affirm, and solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students, that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students, that I take this obligation freely, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge, I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm about to enter. The duties of the office of which I'm about to enter.
Moving down to agenda item 12D, Assistant Director of Budget and SEAB. Marcus, same thing as Chris, just let me know when to change the slides. Marcus, we can't hear you. No.
Okay.
All right, we can hear you
Can
now.
you hear me at all? Okay,
Yes.
perfect. Sorry about
Can
that.
all of you see his slides? Yes. All right. You have 5 minutes to present, followed by 3 minutes of questioning and 3 minutes of debate. You may begin whenever you wish.
Right. Hi, everyone. I'll be presenting for Assistant Director of Budget and SEAB for closing organizations. You can move on to the next slide. So here's a little bit about me. I use he/him pronouns. My name is Marcus. I'm now a current junior majoring in finance and minor in economics. I'm from Las Vegas. I've lived there for about 10 years now. Enjoy being an active part of the campus life. I'm currently RA, now in Argenta. I was an RA of Nevada Living Learning Community Business LLC. And I did a year or half a year as Leadership Council President of my hall and half a year as executive board of directors on RHA. I've also spent, this would be my second or third year in ASUN. I spent my first year as an intern of clubs and organizations and my second year as a commissioner for community service and outreach. And really enjoy the clubs and organizations department. I feel like I've learned a lot, and that's why I'd love to stay in the department, just because I feel that students get a lot back from clubs and organizations. You can move to the next slide. And then here's a little about what I would do as assistant director. So for training, I'd improve training for commissioners by explaining the funding manual in detail, updating current funding manual resources, and holding workshops over this summer on mock applications for practice. I believe that commissioners help shape how club leaders see the organization and how their applications can be approved. So I think just making sure all of our commissioners are trained up and being able for them to ask any questions or answer any questions to club leaders is really important. And for tier policies, I'd like to hear strict compliance to the funding tier policies to encourage consistent applications among clubs and organizations to keep consistent across future sessions. Just trying to maintain the same kind of policies over sessions going forward. I know we switch a lot between club leaders and commissioners, so I think being able to adhere strict to this and have resources that maintain or can stay consistent over the years is really important. For a club funding manual, I like to create slideshow guides on common questions and mistakes for club leaders to use as reference for their applications to troubleshoot issues and build on errors from prior applications. I think that being able to understand why some of these errors happen when we're approving funding requests is really important, and so then we can build on prior mistakes, and so clubs can understand what kind of is going on between our funding process. And then funding hearing support. So hold post-funding hearing workshops to troubleshoot common mistakes and make corrections on commissioners' applications by providing input from prior hearings, providing every commissioner with a partner to review their applications before funding hearings. So I want to make sure that commissioners have kind of a buddy to help look over their applications and peer review so that they're able to not have to go in with any mistakes and everything can flow smoothly. You can move on to the next slide. And then here's a timeline. So for summer, I'd like to set meetings up with club commissioners to go over funding applications and guidelines, kind of get them gauge what their ability and their knowledge of the funding manual. Send out surveys to club commissioners on confident level on funding applications, and then work on budget and funding tracker to ensure accurate and clear funding availability per club. So every club know what their budget is and be able to have commissioners track that throughout the year. And then I want to, for fall 2026, I want to plan and delegate tasks for fall club fair. So we making the hour by hour, setting up tables. I know fall club fair is a lot and we get a lot of student engagement. So I want to be able to have that clearly planned out and ready, and so that all the incoming freshmen have the ability to see clubs that they'd like to join throughout the year. And then I would like to send out slideshows for clubs to review and update with common issues and questions that they might have. So again, having another like troubleshoot page that clubs to have more resources to understand the funding policies. And then I want to host post funding hearing workshops for commissioners to get clear guidance on tier policy. So this is for more of our commissioners to be able to have resources so that they're building on skills that and mistakes that have happened throughout the year. And then I want to plan, and for spring 2027, I want to plan and delegate tasks for spring club fair. Same thing. It's more, the spring club fair will be inside and we do have incoming students. So I just want to make sure that goes smoothly, as great as fall club fair will be. Continue to update and ensure club balances are up to date and give guidance to any new clubs joining in spring semester. Then you can move to the next one. Oh, you can.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any questions for the nominee in person at this time? Do we have any over the Zoom? Senator Churchill?
Senator Churchill, for the record, thank you for your presentation, Marcus. Everyone can hear me, yeah? Okay, cool.
Pardon?
Sorry, I just switched devices. My Wi-Fi's been bad. Anyway, I have been talking to Madison about this, and I know that Director Nepa and that the Assistant Director for like finance and stuff need to update the funding manual, especially with the new funding tier that's got added. But also you're switching to a new platform you're planning on making and when you want to get that in to be seen by the Senate.
Sorry, you cut out during the question. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, I was just update of the new funding tier and switching platform. You plan on getting those updates in?
Sorry, basically to repeat what you're saying so I understand it. How are we gonna update the funding tier and update for lounge, right?
Yes.
I feel like we'll go step by step. I still haven't seen lounge yet, but I want to connect with Director Nepa and Maddie Wilson to try and get a gauge of how lounge would work. And I think by updating these slideshows and having these like troubleshoot problems with this new system, we'll be able to have like a better understanding and have clubs and commissioners. And that's why I want to focus on providing resources for clubs and commissioners, because since we are doing a new system, I think updating these resources will re be really important to help people understand how lounge will work and how this new funding tier will work. So I think it all will take us some time to get used to, but I think in time it'll be good to have all these resources for future sessions.
All right, thank you. Do you have any questions in person at this time? Any over the Zoom? All right, thank you. I'll be moving on to a general debate. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters principal at NRS 241-033. NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed. When the body concludes deliberations, it may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time in person? Any over the Zoom? Right. We'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye. All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
Please raise your dominant hand. I state your name.
I, Marcus Hofer Phillips,
Do solemnly swear or affirm
do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students,
that I will support the Constitution of Associated Students,
that I take this obligation freely,
that I take this obligation freely,
without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion,
without any mental preservation or evasion,
and that I will well and faithfully discharge
and I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office in which I'm about to enter.
the duties of the office that which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Moving down to agenda item 11E, Assistant Director of IDEA. Please give me a moment as I get that presentation set up. Can all of you see the presentation okay? You'll have 5 minutes to present, provide 30 minutes of question and 3 minutes of debate, and begin whenever you wish.
Okay, cool. All right, hi everyone. I'm here for the Assistant Director of IDEA. A little bit about me. I'm a triple major in political science, philosophy, gender, race, and identity, and a minor in Indigenous studies. That's especially or primarily because I am actually half Indigenous. I am Diné and also a quarter Chinese. Fun fact. And then I've actually been in IDEA ever since I've been at UNR pretty much. I was an intern my freshman year and then assistant director the past two sessions, as well as programmer for the last semester. And then you'll see right here all of the like other little things I do outside of ASUN and then also Honors College. So some of my experience in ASUN, like I mentioned, in the 91st session, I was an intern. That's where I met sort of like a lot of the interns that I'm still pretty in touch with, and then also the assistant director, Alexia Walk, she's up there, so love her. And yeah, I learned a lot from there that I like used in my experience as assistant director in the 92nd session. I'm also still in touch with all of the former officers and interns as well. And I had 100% retention rate with all the interns and one officer reapplying, and that is actually Jaden. Everyone knows and loves Jaden. And then last session, the 93rd session, I was able to use a lot of the skills from the 92nd session. Here, I also maintained a 100% retention rate and actually increased my like returning applicants. So that was really awesome. And I'm actually still in touch with all of the former commissioners as well and all the interns. So pretty tight-knit there. And then moving on to some of my takeaways during like those experiences. So last session, monitoring participation was super useful for tracking progress of all the interns and enforcing accountability of both the interns and their mentors, making sure that they're meeting with each other. And it was very helpful to see sort of what the interns were actually doing, if they were showing up to events, if they were showing up to meetings. And then building connections with those interns to increase those like returning rates was super crucial as well. And that's a lot of that comes from just kind of keeping the office open, keeping myself available for them, and maintaining year-round retention and increased return rate, as I mentioned. And then not only is it really important to be available for like the interns and other officers, but it's also another thing to initiate frequent communication between everyone. That's something I've definitely learned from the last session, where it's good to just sort of be a resource like that people can reach out to, but it's really important to also initiate a lot of like reaching out to them to see if they need help as well. All right, so moving on to my goals for the 94th session, I'll obviously assist the director, pretty straightforward, but a big part of that will be helping with the like budget spreadsheet. And I'm a big spreadsheet user. That's how I tracked a lot of the intern participation last session. And then just coordinating more over the summer. Because it gets definitely picks up. I've kind of experienced a lot with in past sessions how everything kind of kicks into gear when the semester actually starts. So doing a lot more summer planning is really useful. Reporting to the director weekly and checking in with the commissioners biweekly to help reduce some of the load of the director, like coordinating with all of the commissioners. And then committing to every initiative. I know last session something's kind of slipped through the cracks, so I think it's really important to rebuild some of the connections with the Indian Student Organization, African Student Association, and like by bringing back Diwali, and then also bringing back the idea grants. Those are really important because it directly gives back to the students. And then just continuing some of the intern and department events like semesterly socials and banquet awards as well.
So just some more events.
Our ideas for events and collaboration. I think sign making is a really big thing. There's a lot of advocacy that the students kind of do, and IDEA stands, it's a flexible acronym, stands for accessibility and like and also advocacy. So I feel like giving resources to students would be really good. And then I'll just kind of skim over my timeline for right now. But yeah. Definitely not my first rodeo. It would be very exciting to do this once more. So thank you.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time in person? Any on the Zoom? Right, thank you. We'll now be moving on to a general debate. It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body has concluded its deliberations and may approve the nominee or reject the nominee or take no action. Do we have any points of debate in person at this time? Do we have any over the Zoom? All right. Seeing no points of debate, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye. All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy? Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Schools.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of which I am not.
The duties of the office of which I am not.
Thank you. Seeing as our nominee for the Orvis School of Nursing, and because of time constraints, we're unable to properly vote on him today, I'm seeking a motion to table agenda item 12F to the May 27th meeting of the Senate through unanimous consent. So moved by Senator Barrett, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Price, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that nominee has been tabled. Moving down now to agenda item 18, second reading of legislation. We'll be approving the budget. Would the president like to give a memo?
Hello, everybody. I'm going to provide, as is tradition, a budget for the speaker. Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, I have your budget here, but sadly you're not here. So it'll sit right here for you. And then one for parliamentarian Strabala. Due to time constraints, how I'm going to present the budget. You all should have a copy attached to the agenda. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out the memo that I had sent initially with the budget. And then I think the speaker has a plan of what he wants to do with discussion of this budget. Okay, so to Speaker Issa and members of the 94th Senate, Vice President Calderon and I are honored to present the AHRM budget for the 2026-2027 fiscal year. This budget was created with a great deal of consideration, thought, and intent. Attached with this memo are the supporting documents outlining this year's budget and the changes made as a whole. I've organized the memo in sections just to explain certain parts of it. So as you go down, you'll be able to see that. Business as usual. After receiving key information, the estimates and estimates from CAC professional staff and accounting, we were able to formulate the budget based on the estimates expected from each ASUN account. While using past budgets as a foundation, we also used current account balances and expected expenditures to create a comprehensive funding structure for each account under the ASUN budget. Based on enrollment numbers expected to remain where they are, we are able to create a budget that is quote unquote business as usual. What this means is since there were no expected decreases or increases in terms of student enrollment numbers, the estimates given allowed us to create a budget that is minimal in cuts and has each department operating with nearly the same funding as the session prior. The importance of an estimate. I want to be clear about this aspect of the budget. The current budget is built on estimates, meaning it is based on projected enrollment for both the academic year and summer term. While we do not anticipate any significant changes from what is currently presented, these figures are still subject to adjustment. We will have the opportunity to revisit the budget in late July or early August once more accurate enrollment and data is available. At that time, we will reconcile the budget accordingly when more accurate information is provided and be better positioned to assess and allocate the rollover from the 2025-2026 fiscal year. Addressing CSE wages. When examining the budget, the expected rollover may stand out as unusually large. While that may seem exciting, there are a few important factors to keep in mind. Following the departure of Director Sandra Rodriguez in the middle of the 93rd session, ASUM remained contractually committed to funding the wages associated with the director position. That commitment continues through the entirety of this year as well. Senior Associate Director Amy Kopis can speak to this in greater detail, but as it currently stands, ASUM is committed to providing approximately $130,000 for these wages. Initially, there was concern that cuts would need to be made to address this obligation and maintain a balanced budget. However, due to unfilled CSC professional staff positions, the unused wage funding from those vacancies is expected to generate enough rollover to cover the wages owed for former Director Rodriguez while also allowing ASUM to hire a new director within this year. The removal of PG accounts. When looking at the budget for this year, in comparison to other budgets from past years, it was obvious that the budget needed to be reorganized to be more accessible not only to our officers of the association, but also for our students. When looking at each line item in the budget, we needed to assess its necessity or whether it could be consolidated. The following PG accounts were either consolidated or removed. ASUN elections. The ASUN elections account has historically existed as its own PG for a substantial period of time. After review, it was determined that this account would be better consolidated into the CSC PG for several reasons. First, this change improves the overall clarity and organization of the budget by reducing fragmentation. Additionally, the wages for the co-directors of student elections are already paid through the CSC account, making it more logical for all elections-related funding to be housed within the same PG. By incorporating elections funding as a line item within the CSC budget rather than maintaining it as a standalone PG, the budget becomes more streamlined, transparent, and easier to manage. The Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal. This account was created to help fund the Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal. While this program did originate its funding within ASUN, the program has since expanded and now does not receive funding from ASUN, and it's not for quite some time. With that, there has been money allocated to this account that has received funding in the past and has a current balance as of this year. This balance has now been reallocated to the executive branch outreach fund to be more impactful. Funding reallocation. With a comprehensive assessment of each account, some funding allocations were adjusted to better maximize the overall impact of the budget. These decisions were made in consultation with professional staff who are aware and understand the changes that are being implemented. The ASUN elections account was allocated $1,750 in the past fiscal year, but was only minimally utilized, with approximately $250 spent on during the 2025-2026 fiscal year. Based on this trend, the decision was made to reduce the elections allocation to $1,000, allowing the remaining funds to be redirected to areas of greater need and impact within the budget. Additionally, as the association no longer funds the research journal program, its previously allocated funds have been redistributed to support other initiatives in the executive branch. At the same time, funding for the ASUN concert has been increased. This expansion reflects a commitment to creating a more immersive, engaging, and memorable experience for students, particularly as they return to campus or arrive for the first time. It is also important to note that a significant portion of funding remains in the ASUN reserves by design. As previously mentioned, this budget is built on projected estimates for the coming year. Maintaining a strong reserve allows the association to remain flexible and prepared should actual figures differ from projections. These reserves act as a financial buffer, helping ensure stability and supporting a balanced budget as we move into the upcoming fiscal year. In closing, we are excited to present this budget and are pleased to share that much remains consistent with the prior year. As we continue to stabilize following the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are returning to what can be described as quote-unquote business as usual, allowing us to move forward with greater confidence and stability rather than uncertainty. That said, it is important to remain mindful that the budget is never static. I encourage you to stay vigilant and recognize that this is a living document, one that will continue to evolve as conditions change and more accurate information becomes available. With highest regards, President Moms. So that is my memo for the budget. I can stand for questions and then move into discussion. Okay.
Do we have any questions for President Moss at this time in person? Senator Price.
Senator Rice, for the record, I just wanted to ask about, I guess, two of the different allocations that you had. I noticed the budget is up $30,000 for the concert this year as compared to last year. But I do know that you did also campaign on like helping to combat food and housing insecurity. Do you think that any of that money could possibly be moved around towards like any of the emergency funds that ASUN has?
President Moss, for the record, thank you, Senator Price, for the question. We're currently looking at what can be done once we have the more accurate numbers and can assess the rollover. We wanted to put money in these accounts, but we also placed money in the H1 concert as a way to make sure that we didn't have too much in the reserves as well, based on the advice from Senior Associate Director Kokas. So that's why that allocation is there. But we also, we'll have a pretty substantial amount in rollover, hopefully. So we're looking at distributing that and probably, aiming towards those programs that we talked about, maybe potentially adding to government affairs' budget. No commitments at this time, but moving those into places where there are opportunities for deeper advocacy, if that makes sense.
Do we have any other questions in person at this time? Any over the Zoom? No? All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
We'll now be moving on to a discussion. Before I open the floor to the General Senate table for discussion, I'll now be calling on members of the Committee on Budget and Finance to just give a brief justification as to why they voted for the budget in the committee. And I'll begin with Chair Lawson. And please speak up for the microphone, please.
Senator Lawson, for the record. Lawson went over the budget with us in our last budget finance committee about over an hour, so we're really time to do the budget. We didn't find any problems or issues. As you said, it's pretty business as usual, pretty standard budget, very well from last year. The committee unanimously favorably recommended the piece for saving to the table. Also, in regards to the PG for the pension fund, Senator Harris and I are currently writing a piece to move the pension fund out of its own PG and into clubs and boards. Just so everything's under the same PG and help them out. It doesn't really need to be its own PG, especially because clubs are already there as a pension fund, since so it'd be feasible.
Thank you. Moving to Senator Rivers.
Senator Rivers, for the record, it's my first year in this year, obviously, and first year on budget and finance, so I kind of just went on by so Chair Lawson and he said that I kind of more as everyone else has been saying, it's business as usual and pretty standard for a budget, so.
Thank you. Senator Price?
I was not present at that
Oh,
meeting,
sorry.
so I'll just abstain for now.
Right, cool. Thank you. Let's do Senator Strunk.
Senator Strunk, for the record. I think Amy Kokas and President Moss did a great job of the budget. They went pretty well. I mean, during the meeting, we do have I had a few questions, but they're correctly answered by both of them. One was regarding to travel, my partner would travel for the Senate General, but they said for the basically for the summer retreat, which I mean, that was one question I had. Budget seemed pretty well. I mean, they answered all the questions we had in the committee as Lawson, Senator Lawson said, went by unanimously. So, great budget. I think that's a great job.
Great. Senator Johnson.
Yeah, Senator Johnson, for the record.
I want to start off by thanking Senior Associate Director Kokis and President Moss for their transparency in explaining the budget at the committee meeting on May 9th. I think the budget is laid out very methodically and organized, as everyone is saying, and all the money is allocated properly to specified accounts. Two accounts that I think are very cool are the Passion Fund and the PAC Grad Fund account. These accounts were accounts that I wasn't fully aware of what their function was. But after sitting through the committee meeting on Saturday, I want to make sure students are aware of the Passion Fund so that all students have the opportunity to join clubs that they want to. These accounts, I think, do a great job of explaining what the association is about and supporting students with their money. After finishing the meeting on Saturday, yeah, I will be voting to pass the budget. So.
Thank you. Senator Barris?
Yeah, I highly encourage the passage of the budget to continue, to make sure that we can continue as business as usual. I ask questions like, how are underutilized funds typically be allocated during the fiscal year? Where did the money come from the ASU Metro Hygiene Fund? Which items were most difficult to prioritize during budget development? And then, you know, President Moss was very patient with answering all my questions, even though I asked quite a few. President Moss also made it very clear in the budget and finance meeting when this originally passed that students were kept in mind and on the highest priority, which was my only concern with looking at the budget originally. This budget looks very standard to me, so therefore I'll keep it.
Thank you. Moving on to the Zoom, we'll begin with Senator Schirschel.
Senator Schirschel, for the record, I voted in favor of this piece at Budget and Finance because truly not much did change because it didn't have to. And I can attest to this because when I was filling in for Senator Horvath at the brushfire meeting, they were told that their amount would not be changing, and they actually all cheered because they were so excited because they operated so well in the budget that they had. So I'm actually really happy that not much has to change. Obviously, they cleaned up bits and pieces where they needed to, and they took account for the fact that it's an election year when they looked at Gov Affairs and stuff like that, and I'm in favor of this piece. Thank you.
Thank you. And lastly, Senator Horvath.
Hi. So Senator Horvath, for the record, to piggyback off of Senator Schirschel, that's partly why I voted for in favor of the budget. When it comes to my political philosophy and how I vote in this chamber, I consider myself to be pretty independent. I vow to never be a party line vote, even in the event that all senators vote differently as I. Therefore, I supported the president's budget because I truly support what he's doing, especially with his commitment to student media and journalism. If President Moss had cut even 1 cent away from student media, I would have voted against it. But he did not. He kept it as it was, and thus I support the budget. I also like how he's sending $33,000 more towards the concert fund. I questioned President Moss about the Milton Glick Tree Initiative, classified salaries, and how the 2.5% reserves are being utilized. And President Moss's responses were supplemental to getting my support. So thus, I will be voting for the budget.
All right, thank you. Now that we are done with the Committee on Budget and Finance, and I'll be opening the floor to general discussion, do we have any points of discussion in person at this time? Senator Jermona Wilbur?
Senator Jermona Wilbur, for the record, I just wanted to say that through these last statements from the people on the Committee on Budget and Finance, I heard that some of the numbers for Gov Affairs were raised for this year with there being an election in the legislative session, and I'm very happy to hear that. Coming from a Gov Affairs internship, I'm happy to hear that they'll be having all the support they need coming in this next year.
Do you have any other points of discussion in person at this time, Senator Price?
Senator Price, for the record, just, you know, in the spirit of transparency and accessibility, yesterday I actually was able to make a post kind of detailing what the budget entails that's a little bit more accessible towards our students. So if you guys ever get a chance, just look at it and maybe post it so that students can see that as well. I think one of just my biggest things, because even after posting the budget, I did get messages from students that were concerned about the increases, like the fee increases for that MSHE has recently imposed. I think the biggest thing that I'm having a little bit of trouble with is, you know, saying that the budget is standard and not much has changed, but like tuition and the amount that students are paying to go to college is changing in the coming years. So I guess just seeing how we can compensate for that. I did meet with a case manager from the Dean of Students office at the conclusion of the semester. Just again, going back to those emergency funds, she was having to turn many people away from you know, getting access to those things. Some students had to be like relocated to you know, different housing places, you know, around here in Reno, or go without food. And I think that our main priority should be trying to make college more affordable for our students. And so I guess that's just the biggest thing that I'm having trouble with. I know that we want to, you know, put on like a great concert, but even if it's like $10,000 that we can move away from that fund and put that back into our emergency funds so that we can make sure that our students can focus on getting their education rather than, you know, being evicted from their homes or having to go without food. So.
Sarah Lawson.
Sarah Lawson. So the ASU and credit fee did not increase, even the tuition is increasing and the cost of attending the university is increasing. ASU is not receiving more money from the student. So I just wanted to address that.
Yes, Sarah Price.
Yeah, I mean, just to address that too, I know while the amount of money that ASUN is taking in is not changing, it still doesn't change the fact that you know, the finances for our students are changing. And I feel like as representatives of our students, we should just try our best in order to make college more affordable for them.
Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, what I said in my because you mentioned one of us mentioned that the budget is pretty standard for this year. What I mean by that is standard in the way that the estimates are created. It's created off previous years of what we've gone off of, and I totally understand what you're saying. I think it is super important that we do prioritize things like housing issues, food insecurity. However, I think that with the estimates that we have right now, I think that we are pretty good at prioritizing what students need. I think that, of course, we definitely can't put money into those accounts, but I do think with what we have right now, this is a pretty standard budget. I think that this is good with what we have kept in mind regarding the bigger points. But
Parliamentarian Strabala.
Parliamentarian Strabala, for the record, I would just also like everyone to keep in mind that this is not the complete finalized budget. There is still some wiggle room to work in here. And definitely once we have the finalized budget and we're finished with our fiscal year, then I think it'll have a little bit more of a place for like the nitty gritty and actually looking at what goes to what and breaking it down for the student body. Because with the tuition increases, I know that there's been a lot of anxiety throughout the student body, especially, I mean, I work three jobs, so I pay for everything. So there's a lot of people that do that. I'm not the only one. I just represent those people. So I think it's important to have that transparency and to definitely take students into account, but also take into account that this is not the finalized version of the budget. And once we have the finalization of the fiscal year, that helps a little bit more of ideas as to what we can do to make it more affordable for students in the future as well.
Senator Price.
Yeah, thank you guys for shedding light more on that issue. I guess maybe that's where some of my confusion's coming from. I know we're like we're voting on the budget today. What other, if anyone's able to answer, like what other things does the budget go through, I guess, within the next couple months or so?
Is it by your permission for President Moss to speak?
Yes.
Thank you, President Moss, for the record. So these are just trying to, this budget is just to make sure that we are, you know, stable and able to work with it with our budgets going into the fiscal year on July 1. If you don't know, and I know you know, you've been in the association for a while, but for anybody that doesn't know, we, unlike other organizations, because we are a public body, our fiscal year is not January to December like most are. Our fiscal year is July 1 to June 30th. As we get the estimates from student, from student enrollment, as we get those estimates coming in, as we get those finalized numbers, as people confirm their enrollment, that kind of stuff, we're able to work with those numbers a lot more clearly. And that also plays into the rollover conversation as well. And so when we finish up the fiscal year, that means no more money from this current budget that we're currently operating in can be spent. Which means that when we get the money for this last fiscal year from the 93rd session, that will be able to be more better allocated, if that makes sense, in this current year's budget, because
We know that that money won't change. Based on our estimates, we should be good in terms of student enrollment. So we're passing this just to make sure we can operate within the fiscal year while we, you know, are in that buffer of the couple of days or weeks where we're still getting those final estimates. And then what will most likely happen is Vice President Calderon and I will sit down with Senior Associate Director Focus. We will reassess what the actual estimates are, numbers are, what the actual rollover is, and then we will reformulate and reconcile the budget from there, if that makes sense. I think Parliamentary and Chirala explained it pretty well, but I just wanted to provide that context for anybody. So most likely that budget will either come back to the table or it'll go through BNF again. We'll just have to, when we get to that point, we will get there. So that's what reconciliation looks like, if that makes sense.
Do we have any other points of discussion in person? Do we have any on the Zoom? Going once, going twice. Any in person again? All right, cool. Just want to make sure. Seeing no further discussion, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of agenda item 18A, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy? Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that agenda item has been confirmed.
Thank you all.
Right, now moving down to agenda item 19A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Do we have any committee changes and additions at this time? Person? On Zoom? No. All right, moving down to agenda item 21, public comment. Do we have any public comment at this time? Any over Zoom? No. All right. Moving on to agenda item 22, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Senate of the Associated Students at 6:39 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Room 324 and on Zoom. Thank you, everyone.
Jason, did we report? All these numbers are big on that right now.